I had the opportunity to travel to Washington, D.C. with the Southern Crop Production Association for their annual Hill visits. We were able to visit with many members of the Alabama delegation directly to share with them the role that the Agribusiness Council plays in Alabama, as well as support SEPA's efforts to educate them on several federal issues. Fortunately, Alabama has a very ag-friendly delegation, so our visit was mostly a thank you for their continued support of agriculture, especially, though, for their vote of yes on H.R. 1732, requiring the EPA and the Corps of Engineers to withdraw the proposed rule of waters of the U.S. and consult with state and local governments as well as stakeholders to develop a new rule. This is a huge win for farmers and landowners. Another important issue is the Endangered Species Act, as well as the emotional issue over pollinators and bee colony health. We urge them to consider science over emotion, and although there's no current legislation for pollinators, we took this time to educate them on the research and investment our industry has done to help determine the cause of colony collapse. Finally, we've provided some resources on GMO labeling and encouraged them to consider a federal solution to this rising problem so that each state doesn't create a patchwork of regulations unique to each state. H.R. 1599, the Safe and Accurate Food Act, will ensure that food labeling in the U.S. is uniform and science-based.
And a quick note, this coming Friday, May 22nd, is the deadline to get a great room rate for the Alabama Agribusiness Council's annual meeting in Orange Beach, June 21st through 23rd. Find out more at alagribusiness.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.